Here's a question I would like to ask. I would like for you to consider this question I want to ask. And the question goes to us. Do you treat yourself the way you want other people to treat you? Hey guys, and welcome to today's segment of Conversations with Myself. Today I am talking about your job is you. This is a continuation of yesterday's podcast where we talked about the secret to relationship and how you have to envisage yourself having received the relationship you desire and live like and act like it as well. So inside relationships, it's important to first understand who is coming into the relationship and not just your partner. You need to understand yourself first. So how can you ever expect anyone else to enjoy your company or to love you right or to treat you well if you don't enjoy your own company? So that's why I asked the question, do you treat yourself the way you want other people to treat you? When you don't treat yourself the way you want other people to treat you, you can never change the way things are. Your actions are your powerful thoughts. So if you do not treat yourself with love and respect, you're basically telling the universe you're not important enough or worthy enough or deserving enough. So it's very significant that we treat ourselves the way we would want other people to treat us. So, because your thoughts will always be the cause of your actions, and the people around you are just the effect. So you must begin to treat yourself with love and respect and emit the signal to the universe to get on the frequency, attract love and respect from other people as well. So the law of attraction will practically just move the entire universe, and your life will be full of people who love and respect you. Your job is you. Your job is to work on yourself. Your job is to treat yourself right. Your job is to respect yourself. So, if you make feeling good a priority, everybody around you also feel good to be around you. It becomes a solution to whatever it is you think you may be going through. So this is quite personal for me. When I was reading it, it felt very relatable because I oftentimes don't know me. Oftentimes, I probably don't like my tummy when I look in the mirror. I probably don't like the way my chin is, or maybe if I put on a little weight, the way my arms are, I don't like myself. I won't say I don't like myself. I don't like those parts of myself exactly. But after reading this segment of the book, I realized that it's all about me working on me. Me loving me, every bit of me. So it's really personal to me because it spoke to me. So you need to love yourself. It says, Charles said, and I quote, "To acquire love, fill yourself up with it until you become a magnet." Wow. So how do you even fill yourself up with love just enough that you become a magnet of love? Because, you know, we're talking about the secret to relationship, right? We have to embody love first to attract love to our life, to attract love from someone else. And many of us, we are taught to put ourselves last. Like me, I always put myself last. When it comes to my family, I don't even think of myself. I just put my family first. And because of that, some of us also have that thinking. So as a result of that, the consequence is that we attract the feeling of being unworthy and undeserving. But this I'm not really sure about, but that's what the book said, that because we put other people first, we think we're not worthy of whatever it is we're giving up for someone else. So when those feelings of not being worthy enough is lodged within us, we just continue to attract more life situations that had us feeling unworthy and not enough. So you must change that thinking. You must change the thinking that you're not worthy, you're not deserving. You must stop that feeling, that doubt you have within yourself. And we have to understand that unless you fill yourself up first, you have nothing to give anybody. So it's important that you tend to yourself first. Attend to your joy first. People are responsible for their own joy. Whoever tends to your joy and do what makes you feel good, you are joy to be around and you are shiny. And that's why that's happening. So you have to attend to yourself first. Attract joy to yourself. Attract love. Embody love. Love yourself. You are responsible for your own happiness. No one is responsible for your happiness. So your happiness should not lie in the hands of any other individual. Your joy should not lie in the hands of any other individual. And this is what I mean by relying on me. Have you ever been in a relationship or you have friends and once they upset you, a family member, let's not even go there. Once my family, when we just have a fight like this, my whole day is spoiled. And that's just the way it is. And that should not be. That actually should not be. You should be responsible for you. So, that's it. So, if you get into a relationship, expecting your partner to be the reason for your happiness, some of us become very codependent in relationship that everything now revolves around this other person and we forget who we are, we forget ourselves, we forget our individuality and we forget to treat ourselves right because we just rely on this person doing all these other things for us. So we pour our burdens on this other person and that's actually wrong. So you have to realize that in as much as you're in a relationship, you're also responsible for yourself and you have to love yourself. Why are we emphasizing on loving yourself? Why am I talking about it? Why did the book emphasize on loving yourself? You have to love you because it's impossible to feel good if you don't love you. So how do you even know someone loves you if you don't love you? Right? If you feel bad about yourself, you're blocking all the love and all the good that the universe has for you. So when you feel bad about yourself, it feels as though you are sucking the life out of you because all of your good on every single subject, including health, wealth, and love, is on the frequency of joy and feeling good. So you have to just make sure you always feel good about yourself. When you look in the mirror, you say, I am beautiful. And I remember one time I said this thing. I saw this video clip of the woman saying she always looks in the mirror and she's like, she's really pretty. And I used to do that. So oftentimes now, especially when I skip. So I skip every evening. And when I'm done skipping, I just often feel like, oh, I've lost a lot of pounds. And so when I look in the mirror, I just, it's given. I just say, it's given. That's it. And I think one of the positive impacts this book have on me is that I'm now becoming quite more positive. I always say I'm a fine babe. Of course, everybody knows I'm a fine babe. But all those parts of me that I don't like, all those parts of myself that I am not comfortable with, I'm beginning to sit into it and begin to be comfortable with it because I just have to be. It's me. So if I'm pretty, every part of me should be pretty as well. I should love me. I should love myself. And that's just it. So we need to change our focus. We need to begin to think about things, all the things that are wonderful about ourselves. We need to look at the positives. Always dwell in the positives. Don't center on the negatives. I may not have toned arms and I mean I'll be tall, but I have very beautiful hips. I have a very beautiful face cut. My face game is A. I have very beautiful brows. I have very beautiful eyes. My smile is to die for. I'm telling you, my smile. Oh, all right. So if you focus on the good things about you, the law of attraction will show you more great things about you. You attract what you think about. So all you have to do is begin with one prolonged thought. of something good about you. Law of attraction will respond by giving you more like thoughts. So look for the good things about you. Seek and you shall find. So look out for it, seek it, and you'll find it. So, and that's that. And when we give others the opportunity to create happiness for ourselves or to validate our happiness, I think that's one thing that this social media age has done for a lot of people. The number of likes determine how beautiful you are or how handsome you look. You judge yourself. We now seek external validation from strangers online because we need to know that they like us enough to like our pictures, like our boards, like our breasts and all those things, and that's really terrible. So when we give others the opportunity to create our happiness, they fail to create it in the way we want it. So if, for instance, you post a post on IG, you post something on TikTok or anywhere, and you don't get the amount of likes you want to get, you expect to get, because you think, oh, this is really nice, you become sad. I think that's one thing I'm really proud of myself for. I don't care if you like my pictures or if you like my videos. I'm more like a melancholic person, and I'm also an introvert, so my happiness is watching movies, watching funny clips. I'm a diehard fan of Friends, and so when I do those videos, post for pictures, that's because I'm looking at myself and I'm pretty and I'm fine, you get me? So when I post them, it's not for you to like them, it's for you to just be aware. It's just to let the universe know that a fine girl has woken up this morning. You get me? All right. Jokes apart. Let's get back to business. So don't give someone the opportunity to create your own happiness, because if you do and don't create it the way you want it to, or you expected it to be, it will fail. So because only one person can give you the true happiness you desire, and that's you. So don't give that control to someone, your spouse, your partner, lover, whoever, your family. Nobody should hold the control over your head. You should be the one that is in control of your happiness. And guess what? Happiness is free. Joy is free, because joy lies within you. Joy. If it's too difficult to start singing, joy. Yes, I said it. So all your joy is on the frequency of love, and you can only feel it in your heart. You cannot hold it in your hand. You can't hold love in your hand. You can't hold joy in your hand. You can only feel it in your heart. So it's a state of being. You can see evidence of love being expressed through people, but love is a feeling. And you're the only one that can radiate and emit the feeling of love. The ability to generate this feeling of love, it's unlimited. Don't say, why me, God, when, all these things. I think we need to stop those things. And universe will just align. If you love everything, you love everyone, you focus on only on things you love, you feel love and you experience the love and joy coming back to you. That's just it. So today I want to leave you with this. Radiate love. It will appear as though the entire world is doing everything for you if you radiate love. Love everything, love everyone, and that's that. Be you, love you, treat yourself as you'd want every other person to treat you. Treat yourself with respect, treat yourself with the honor that you deserve, and treat yourself with the kindness that you deserve. Don't be the one sacrificing and giving up for everybody. Practically, this is words to self. This is actually words to self, literally words to self, because that's how I felt when I was reading the book, and I was like, wow. It might be difficult to just swoop or go into and just bore. I'm telling myself I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna do it, and I'm also just talking to myself and you guys that you should learn to emit love and not expect someone else to be responsible for our happiness. it's quite difficult, especially in relationships, but you gotta work on it. You just have to. Okay, guys, thank you for listening to today's podcast. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking about health, the secret to health. And I hope to see you guys tomorrow. Thanks. Bye.